Shkalim chapter 4, Mishnah 3. So we had, you had your withdrawal, your three chests, then you had the leftovers, and the last Mishnah said what you use the leftovers. This Mishnah says, what happens if there was anything further left over? And he says, Moshe Shera Alishka, Maha Yu Oisimba. What did you do with the surplus of the remainder, the leftovers of the leftovers? Loikhin Bahem Yainu. So they would buy wine, Shmanimuslaisas, they would buy wine, and they would buy oil, and they would buy fine flour, Vasachar Lehektesh, and they would sell them to the people. They would sell them on. They basically sell them on for profit. They would commercialize it. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. This is according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He says, "Ein mishtakrin mishal hekdesh v'lo mishal anim." You don't profit. You don't wheel and deal and do business with either hekdesh, sanctified property, because maybe you'll come to run at a loss and you'll lose temple money, or mishal anim, or with the funds of poor people. You don't wheel and deal them. You need to keep those funds liquid, because if a poor person comes and needs money, so you can't say, "I'm sorry, we can't give you money because it's tied up in this business deal and we're waiting for the deal to go through." So Rabbi Akiva says you can't wheel and deal with either of those funds.